Dear Voyeur,
it's been 2 weeks. You continue to watch me, yet you haven't had the courtesy to reply. I have to say, a girl could feel offended by that. Did my letter touch a nerve? Or maybe you're just the silent type. The watchful type.
Well, we know that part is true, don't we? Do you spend all your time aching in silence, trying to catch a glimpse of me? Oh, you must crave me, imagining my gentle caress across that uncontrollable throbbing bulge. Using those same fingers, you watch me bury inside my cunt. I can picture your face reading this. You'll probably start getting hard in an instant. Oh, poor baby. You can't control that thing, can you? Do I really have that much of an effect? Well then, I better not write about reaching inside your pants and pulling that dick out, or else you'll probably come all over yourself within seconds. If I mention wrapping my velvety soft lips around the head of that dick, you'd probably have a heart attack. It's not like that will ever happen, though. You have absolutely zero chance with me. The closest you'll ever get to having contact with me is through these letters. My scent all over the paper. I will fill up your senses and consume every inch of your mind. I'm only playing this game now because it suits my needs. Did you enjoy the little fashion show I put on last week? I went on a nice shopping spree and couldn't help but treat myself to more sexy lingerie. And fuck, some of those pieces make me look so good. Even if I may say so myself. I know you are watching as I slid out of my clothes. Those brief moments where I was completely naked and looking in the mirror. Sometimes I just can't help but touch myself a little. I do wonder which set you liked the most. Your eyes were probably popping out of their sockets. The matching dark navy lace ensemble is my favorite. I wonder if you noticed that they're slightly see-through? Or maybe were you more focused on my ass? I wouldn't blame you, to be honest. My ass looks amazing in those panties. Perfect for a firm spank. Or a bit harder if I'm feeling horny enough. Now, about the other show I gave you, the guy I brought back, he's just someone I know from work. Are you the jealous type? His hands instead of yours all over my skin? Yes. Would you like me to describe what I felt in vivid detail? Oh, the filthy words I could use. Words that a lady should never speak. Those hands of his, pawing and tearing at my clothes, ripping them from my body with reckless abandon. The way he grabbed me by my arms and swung me around, pushing me against the wall, gripping at my ass, leaving his impression on me. But that was just the start, wasn't it? If only you could have seen the bruises days after. But at least you witnessed what created them. I couldn't stop myself from yelping with the first hard spank, followed by a rough squeeze of my ass cheeks. The pain was almost too much. but he didn't give me time to catch my breath. Blow after blow as his hand drew back and cracked down, turning my ass a deep shade of red, each time harder than the last. It hurt so good. I was practically gushing. Before I could even recover from my daze, he turned me around to face him, his hands at my shoulders as he towered over me. In that moment, it felt like he could break me, and I'd have let him. Powerless in his shadow, he didn't waste any time before three thick fingers opened up my tight cunt, sliding inside me, stretching me out like never before, his thumb against my clit. Did you see him whisper into my ear? I bet you'd just love to know what he said to me, wouldn't you? He said, I'm preparing you for what's to come. My dick is gonna split your little pink pussy in two. That's when I fully submitted, as his fingers relentlessly fucked me, drawing out my juices, my sensitive clit pulsating under his thumb, my legs trembling and buckling as he pinned me against the wall, his forearm pressed against my collarbone. He refused to stop finger-fucking my cunt as I screamed out in pain and pleasure, drawing out orgasm after orgasm, coating his fingers with my sticky mess. As he dropped his pants and boxers and took his dick out, I understood exactly what he meant when he whispered to me earlier. An arrogant smirk on his face. He knew full well he was going to fill me up completely. I can only imagine what the scene looked like from your viewpoint. Were you still watching at that stage? I was too far gone to notice. He barked at me to get down on my knees, and I obeyed, hungry and impatient. I swallowed his big dick into my mouth, his hands against the back of my head pulling me in, choking and gagging as he hit the back of my throat, mascara tears falling to the ground, along with all sense of decency as he fucked my mouth. There was nothing subtle or intimate about it, but it felt so good. He had to pry my lips away from his dick before he could lift me up and slam me down on the bed. Just to be manhandled like that, I couldn't take it anymore. I needed him inside me, inch by inch inside my wet cunt, begging him to accept his dick, filling me so deeply before pulling back and thrusting. He really was too big for me. But I didn't care at that point. Pinning me down, his hands round my throat, as he pounded away at my swollen, sore pussy. Gasping for breath, I could feel myself losing consciousness. The rough force of him fucking me brought my attention back before his grip loosened and tightened once more. Helpless, he had control over me. If I wanted to fight, I couldn't. The sound and feel of his balls slapping against me as he fucked me so hard was too much. I clenched around him in a powerful orgasm as he shot his seed inside me. The feel of hot cum trickling out of my cunt and onto the sheets. All the things we did that night. Every now and then, I could see you watching, but I wasn't thinking of you. I hope you enjoyed the show, because you will never be the man bringing me to my knees. You will never be the man satisfying me. You are merely the voyeur who plays to my game. my rules.
But please, do write back this time.
Sealed with a kiss. Your obsession.